This message is not for you. This message is not for you. This is the title. Today I received three phone calls, three conversations, completely different. One of them was one sister, I know her very well. And she told me, "Do you remember sister so-and-so?" I said, "I don't remember." She said she came, she saw you a few times. What happened? She had married, she had three children. She'd been abused by the husband to the point he beat her severely to be hospitalized. And she told me she'd been abused like that for the last 2 years. I tell her, "Okay, what advice you give her?" She said, "For the benefit of you and the children, try to have a safe place or do something about it and leave." You know what the answer is? "I love him. I cannot leave." You remember my message a couple of days ago? Do you remember, if you go to internet, how many women on earth abused by a man in different aspect, and they will not leave? They will not leave. They will not leave. Abuse verbally, physically, spiritually, beating, you name it. Even I know, without no doubt, two times in my life, one woman was thrown out of the window by her husband from the third floor. And her husband is a Muslim and she was Jewish. And in the hospital, in a critical condition, her family tell her breast charges. She said no. And when the family came, she dropped that charges and the family was fuming mad. A Jewish woman, her husband threw her from the window, from the third floor. She had three children. And she said, "Is my husband. He's the father of my children. I love him." And he was cheating, drinking, gambling, beat her up, you name it, and she supported. Later on, I bear witness to Allah, this is a true story. I meet her in the street, taking her kids to the school, Islamic school, and she has hijab. I said, "Are you so-and-so?" She said, "Yes." I said, "How come?" She said, "When I was married so-and-so, he abused me so much to the point I hate Islam. And he divorced me and he left. I went to the library to check, is this Islam? And this Islam the one who make him do that? I discover Islam is much better than that and completely different than what he's doing. I make dua for him, I become a Muslim, and I want his children to be a real Muslim." This is the attitude of a Jewish woman. After many years of abuse, thrown up from the window, from the third floor. I can keep going, and I have plenty of story in my life. Plenty. I saw and I bear witness. Why? What make them have this loyalty and love for the abuser? On another hand, we have the extreme. Some women love to abuse her man, verbally, emotionally, or even physically. They have a statistics a couple of days ago. They find out one of the country, the woman beat up the husband is Egypt. And I saw it in my life. Many times in my life, in the early 80s, Russian couple, I know them, and the husband came with a black eye. What happened? He said, "My wife beat me up." By this way, we have two extremes of abusing. If you remember in the old days, I tell you, zulm, big zulm. We do a lot of zulm to each other, wife to husband, husband to wife, children to parents, parents to children, and all this again, lack of iman and the absence of real iman. In another hand, I have another conversation with one sister, according to her husband, and this by reported by another sister, the husband said his wife drive him crazy. She make an issue of no issue. She take every incident and every mistake and make a big drama over it to make his life miserable, day and night. And no ending, and repeating over and over again. And whatever, how much does he talk about it, she repeat it again. She love him, she respect him according to her, she value him, she want him. Something came in my heart after I listened to the three stories. I'm not a woman, but I will tell you one thing. When you study in the history and books, the woman, she's really a woman, they call her like the bird, care about her nest. The bird care about her nest. Please go to YouTube and discover how the female bird take care about her nest and guarding her nest, willing to die for her nest, taking weeds and taking some garbage from here and there and build a beautiful superb nest and be the warm-up, the peaceful, the nurturer, the guardian of her own nest. By the way, the old days used to said, a woman who care and guard her own husband and her life like a bird. What happened to us today? When jealousy, envy, hate, obsession, blindness, arrogance, this and that, and I call it the ultimate stupidity and blindness from shaitan to you. Which one is higher? Guarding your nest, guarding your relationship and benefit from it, or making a mess over small things? I remember many times parents come to me and tell me, I pass by the door of my son or daughter, and they are doing this or that over Skype, they're doing this and that over internet, and they try to confront the kids. What will happen now? The kids hide. The kids hide. What it mean? What it mean when every incident and the mistake of other, I deal with it with history, drama, emotion, and amplify it more than it should be. I can break the relationship. And I make the people run away from me. Now ask yourself, if me a man, is me to care about my nest? If me a woman to care about my nest, please, don't put finger to each other, but put finger to yourself. Because when you die, you will be questioned about it. I bear witness to Allah. I said it many times. Today we do zulm to each other. If the man is sweet, the woman take over and abuse her relationship with the man. If the woman is sweet, the man abuse a relationship and abuse a woman. If the kids even is not too sweet, we abuse them and we dictate until we choke them. And if the parents is sweet, the children take over the parents and drive them crazy. We in it, my brother and sister in Islam. What make it easy and might make us strive and ride the wave of all the incidents, it called journey of Iman. If I have a real journey of Iman, my journey of Iman, my daily with Allah, my activity, my good manner, my zikrullah, my humble and humility, by caring to others, it will override the incidents. Because incidents will never finish. Someone tell me, oh, but my husband has to confess, apologize, and promise he will not do it again. But it's an incident. I said, how he can do that? Mistake will happen. Incident will happen. A person forget. He make a mistake is a mistake. Forget is forget. And if the person confess and make apologize, and he said, I promise, when it happened, it will be a nightmare. And another thing, he broke his promise. There's no ending. There's no ending. It's almost like we want the people to commit suicide. We want drama from nothing. We want amplified condition. Is this journey of Iman? Is this justice? Is this peace within? My dear brother and sister in Islam, do you know this topic, what I call it? Not for you. Why? If we are blind and not belong to Allah, wallah, if I dance in a cloud, it will not benefit you. Only it can benefit you if you humble yourself to Allah and beg Allah to allow you to see. We just only 2, 3, 4 weeks from Ramadan, and this our behavior, imagine. We just came from the biggest rehab month in the whole year, and this what we the way we behave. This why I always said, is this a real feeling? Is this a real value? Imagine, when you value something, you're willing to sacrifice for it. You're willing to be patient for it. You're willing to do anything to guard it. Today, do you know all of the above why, my brother and sister in Islam? Lack of thanking Allah. Lacking of contentment is a disease of the heart. I bear witness, I am responsible of every word I said. I bear witness, I am watching this all over my life, even including my own family. I watch it. And you remember verse 20, Surah Al-Furqan. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٍ أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We create you as a fitna. Are you be patient? Are you going to be patient? But patient for how long? Can I ask the woman who get beat up to be patient until she lose her eyes or lose her body or get broke? She's already broke. But I cannot tell her, this be patient in this condition? Or Islam tell me my insanity, my peace, my iman, my body, I have to guard it. What about the man? His wife abused him verbally and causing nightmare day and night for incidents. Can I tell him be patient until he lose his mind? He lose his peace? He lose his time? My dear brother and sister in Islam, where is Iman? Where is vision? Where is basira? Where is thanking Allah? And wallahi people, watch the news. Watch the condition of the ummah. Watch the million and million who suffer every day. And look what we're doing. We're making a drama from no drama. We're destroying our life, dunya and akhirah, by our own hand. And you know the musiba is? We do not see. We cannot see. And we blame finger, but we cannot reflect over ourselves. This is not for you. This is not for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and make us see the truth and follow it, and see wrong and not follow it, and allow us to be just and have rahmah and mercy and have peace with each other for sabilillah. And may Allah allow us to really love each other for Allah, not obsession with jealousy and envy, destroying us, destroying the environment, destroying everybody, and destroying ourselves, dunya and akhirah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. It is my responsibility of what I said. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This not for you. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters in Islam. What am I spreading? Who am I? We talked about it before. Allah is salam. He loves salam. You want to know where you're going? How Allah treats you? See what you're spreading. Are you dealing with wisdom for sabilillah, for the benefit of everyone? Or are you causing fitna? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam talk about it? Fitna is hidden. Allah cares whom who open fitna. Today, when we open topic about this happened last month, this happened last week, what happened, what will happen? You open fitna. One scholar one time, he said, which one is so beautiful? When you see feces of an animal or human being, you dig a hole and you cover it, or you play with it? And when you cover it, what happened? Nobody see it, nobody smell it. You save the people from the harm of the feces. Similar to the fitna. The fitna has to be covered. Don't open it. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, husband and wife, wife to husband, kids to parents, parents to kids, when we talk about the mistake of each other all the time, but we talk about it as blaming and complaining and back and forth, what it will do is generate fitna. And fitna from shaitan will destroy the relationship. Shaitan is happy. You lose, everybody lose. If you be quiet, talk about it in the right time, with the right manner, with the right attitude, with the intention to unite and causing wisdom. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah is salam. He loves salam. He asks us to spread salam. What are you doing? What salam are you spreading? And how you want Allah to deal with you? May Allah give us salam and salama. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what make a man run from a woman? What make a woman run from a man? What make the environment hostile? If the people is normal, can we please investigate? And Yawm al-Qiyamah, Shaitan by himself, he tell you, don't blame me, blame yourself. Is me following Allah the way I talk, the way I behave, the way I try to unite the heart with respect? Do I talk to my husband and my wife with respect and decently? Do I listen to them and do not argue? And when a mistake happens, do we talk about it and rectify it and that's it? Or are we making a drama and fitna and going back and forth and every month and every week and every 6 months? This is a musibah. What we spreading? What we generating? Please, this is not for you. Assalamu alaikum. And subhanallah al-azim, the abuser always believes he's a victim. And the abused one do not want to be free. And they're trying. Imagine everything upside down, my dear brother Islam. Do you remember what we talk about it before the end of time? Everything will be tinted and everything will be upside down. The truth is false. The false is the truth. And the lucky one, the one Allah allow him, he and she, to humble themselves and able to see before it's too late. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah allow us to be among the one who sleep oppressed, but not oppressor. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.